Hi there. The word for you today is on recovering from divorce. Recovering from divorce and learning to live again takes time, so please be patient with yourself. Chances are you'll go through the recognized stages of grief. Here are four of them. First, denial. You try to ignore or minimize what has happened in hopes it'll go away. You fear confrontation and refuse to face it. And you won't go for professional help because you tell yourself it'll all work out in the end. The second stage of grief is called anger. When somebody rejects you, it affects your self-worth, and you react the wrong way. You make wild, unchecked statements born out of emotional chaos, sweeping statements like, "Good, I'm glad it's over. Just you wait. I'll find somebody who really loves and appreciates me." The third stage of grief is called bargaining. Once you realize that anger just robs you of joy and drives the wedge deeper, you resort to looking for a solution or a compromise. And when that doesn't work, you progress to the fourth stage. It's called depression. It hits you at the most inopportune times, like birthdays, holidays, and anniversaries. Reruns of your favorite movie on television, or restaurants where you made memories together, just depress you. 2 o'clock in the morning, you're wide awake and can't sleep. This depression is often the result of introspection, because you can't think wrong and feel right at the same time. So, what can you do? Here are a few helpful hints. Learn to discipline your thoughts. Set new goals for your life. Focus on helping somebody else. The Bible says that when Job prayed for his friends, God healed him and restored his fortunes. And God will restore you too. So, keep trusting him. Do the right things. And don't lose heart.